This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A hearing is scheduled to get underway this hour that could impose a protective order against former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election case.
The hearing will delve into the rules for the handling of evidence or discovery in the case. Special Counsel Jack Smith is seeking the order, even as former President Trump has lashed out publicly about the charges against him. And he's called any restrictions on what he can or cannot say a violation of his First Amendment rights. Just one day after he was arraigned in the January 6th case, Trump posted on his social media platform what seemed to be a threat to anyone, he said, who comes after him. The former president will not be in court for the hearing. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The devastation is vast in western Maui after wildfires killed at least 55 people. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports on the lack of warning sirens.
We spoke with a number of survivors in town and that had evacuated that said at no point before this crisis struck did they have evacuation orders or receive a single text message. In fact, they said by the time firefighters did arrive on scene, the fire had done most of its damage.
Hundreds are homeless and in need of basic supplies.
We need formula, diapers, ice, water, and just food. I'm a little worried because I have a four-month-old and a two-year-old.
Ukraine's president announced he fired the heads of the country's military recruitment centers because of corruption concerns. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the details.
Загалом вже 112 кримінальних проваджень щодо посадовців.
Volodymyr Zelensky says a review of Ukraine's recruiting centers has shown some recruiters took money in exchange for transporting draft-eligible men across the border, despite a wartime ban. He called that treason. Dealing with corruption is also key to Ukraine's entry into the European Union and NATO. The country's facing new recruitment challenges as Russia's war on Ukraine drags on.
There are arrests following the killing of a presidential candidate in Ecuador. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is there.
Video appears to show a man in a white t-shirt being swarmed by police after the shooting. The attorney general's office said one suspect was killed in the aftermath of the assassination, and police detained six Colombian nationals along with a cache of weapons and cars.
When that morning bell rings this school year, educators hope more students will be there every day since data shows chronic absenteeism rose after the pandemic. Stocks are mixed. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Barron County officials said the Marathon County Bomb Squad was called in to get rid of dynamite found near Rice Lake on Wednesday. The Sheriff's Department said an outbuilding had to be destroyed as well due to it containing materials that could easily catch on fire or explode. According to a release, the property owners had no idea there was dynamite in the outbuilding. A Cumberland man was sentenced to 4 years of probation for stealing rebate checks while he worked as a mail carrier. Joshua Copas is accused of swiping 30 Menards rebate checks totaling $4,500 from people on his route. Copas pleaded guilty to mail theft by a postal employee and will have to pay all of the money back. A Neillsville man was sentenced to prison for killing a highway worker while he was driving drunk. Ray Neumuller will spend 10 years in prison for killing Russell Opelt and seriously injuring David Murphy while they were working to remove a tree in the road near Greenwood in 2021. Neumuller pleaded guilty to the charges of homicide and causing injury by intoxicated use of a vehicle back in April. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. If you've been following along with the months-long saga now of how are we going to pay for renovations for American Family Field to keep the Brewers past 2030. There was a bit of an update this morning. Molly Beck wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that started like this. The Milwaukee Brewers could start looking for a new home this fall if state and local officials fail to reach agreements by the end by then on a taxpayer funded package to fund improvements to American Family Field required in the team's lease with the state. So it's a process that could lead them to boom towns of Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And the article goes on to talk about the deal that Evers had proposed in his budget proposal back in February. Talks about how Republicans in the legislature rejected that deal and have yet to introduce their own. They said at one point, Robin Voss said at one point, that he was going to, had a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. That is obviously gone. But they still have not, I have not read any proposals besides the fact that they want local governments to be involved in paying for it. So potentially bringing back the stadium sales tax. And local officials, Not very interested in that. So where does the buck stop? Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? I would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And we have a special guest. No, it is not Wednesday. It is indeed Friday. But I know someone very near and dear to this show who feels passionately about this. And so Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have feelings?
Lots. So many feelings about this.
Who do you think's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
The people who own the company.
The owners.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the state and the city and, you know, I think that we do get money. You know, there are economic advantages to having a baseball team, and but I think it's the team that should be coming to us with a deal that says this is what we're going to do. A split of, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30, however the split is, if you want to get super technical, but we will provide this much, you will provide this much because you get this much economic advantage from it. We will pay because this is our team and this is, you know, but that's not it. It is local governments. It is the governor. It is politicians running around scrambling, saying, how do we do this? While the Brewers are sitting there with their pockets out going, we don't know what to do. Can you help us? Signed, billionaires. I think that the team is responsible for, if not the total upkeep, a portion of it.
But they don't own the building.
They don't own the building, but they reap the benefits of the building. So they do have a stake in this. It's not like they're like, well, we just show up. I mean the uniforms are washed when we get here. I mean, we don't know anybody. I don't even know the guy who mows the lawn. No, there is an economic impact and people benefit from it, but it shouldn't just be the taxpayers who pay for it all. We did that last time. Mm-hmm. We do it every time. Mm-hmm. I just saw a VR 3D rendering of the $2.1 billion Tennessee Titans stadium that's going to be built. Do you think the owners are going to pay a dime for that? No. It's going to come through tax money, through the state, through local government. And guess what? Not everyone likes football. Not everyone likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Jane before the show started, when I wasn't a baseball fan a couple years ago, I didn't care anything about this. People were like, the stadium tax. I'm like, it's a penny. Who cares? Now that I am a baseball fan, I hate this so much because I feel like it's a slap in the face that they're just like, well, you got to fix it. You got to help us. It's not up to you guys to do it. So we'll just, and if you don't do it, by the way, guess what? If you don't do it, we're going to go to Charlotte.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, do they have the leverage and the power that they don't have to? Because yes, there are other places that they could go. I mean, because in the veiled threat or in the very real scenario that the A's are leaving Oakland and they're going to Vegas.
The case in point, the best point is right here in our backyard, the Bucks. The Bucks were like, if you don't give us money for the Burrito Pfizer Forum, it looks like a burrito to me, the Burrito Pfizer Forum, we're going to take our ball, literally, and go home. And we're going to go somewhere else. Said by a man whose son ran for office, and between the two are worth a lot of money. So to me, this...
Even more now, because he sold his stake.
To me, this whole thing of is crying wine, we need your help. And if you don't help us, we're not going to do anything. We're going to leave. I'm tired of it.
No, I know. But I'm saying, because in the alternative, though, if they have the upper hand, they being the owners,
yeah,
that they're like, if you don't fund this, we will leave.
Yeah.
Is it worth calling their bluff and have potentially having the team leave?
I don't think so, honestly, because I think that they don't care at the end of the day.
Who is it responsible for staying here?
Well, we are by de facto then, but you're asking me the question, who is? I'm going to tell you it's either the team or a mixed of the two.
Okay.
What you're saying is who needs to save it then? We have to because we have no choice. If we want to keep it, Tony Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers on his watch. So we have no choice. So we're basically being blackmailed into this.
Yeah, I know.
This is highway robbery, extortion. So to me, they don't care about the team. If they're like, well, I guess we'll just change the colors of the team, change the name, change it to Nashville, I don't know, the Twangers or Guitar Pickers, and welcome baseball to Tennessee. And
Spittoons.
The Spittoons, you know.
Oh, we're talking about who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We got Travis on the phone. Travis, who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
Well, hate to bring up a sports metaphor, but this should be a team effort.
Da-da-da!
In thinking the same way, the Brewers don't own the stadium.
Yep.
They lease that stadium. So when your furnace goes out at your rental home, do you put that new furnace in, or does your landlord put that new furnace in?
The landlord.
So, right. So the city or the stadium district is the landlord of the stadium. So they need to be partially responsible for whatever upgrades that stadium needs. That's my point of view.
Okay. And that's fair. I think.
So then further than that, Travis, because that becomes, how do we fund it? And so then do you have thoughts on, have, like, what Evers' plan was originally versus a pending Republican plan versus going back to where are you located out of Travis?
I live in Greenfield.
Greenfield. So you're southeast Wisconsin. Oh. So would you be okay, like, bringing the stadium tax back?
I didn't notice that it left. So, yes.
There you go.
We don't notice these things when they leave. We have them for a while, and everybody complains about them right up front, and then you forget that it's happening.
So your number one priority is that the Brewers stay, no matter, and you think that the government does play a role because they own the building.
Absolutely. The government plays a huge role. And the amount of money that we lose over the next 20 years, if the Brewers aren't here, is pennies compared to what it's going to take, what it's going to cost to get them to stay.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Travis.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to chime in, either text or phone. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Well, I'm agreeing with the rental situation, but also I don't charge my own, the service guy who's coming to change my furnace for a ticket to get into my apartment either. So I've been charged for a ticket. I've been charged for taxes. I don't even go there, watch for it, and I cannot even tell myself saying, okay, fine, I don't have maybe kids, like some people don't do, but they do pay for schools, for all the municipal use, even though they don't use it because it's a future generation. We need to educate kids. We need to make sure that we have a educated next generation. What good do I get from the Brewers? Nothing. I don't have an interest in this sport, neither in the building, neither in anything like that, but I'm forced to pay for it. Besides the point, only because I live in Milwaukee. The rest of the state, which are receiving the money from it and having a share from it as we know it, and we did talk about it, they do absolutely nothing. And when we need money in Milwaukee, they put more taxes on the people who live in Milwaukee.
So you're saying you don't think it should be paid locally through taxes and it should be a statewide funding, or that...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. So as far as, like, it's a responsibility of the state, not for the region.
Which was mentioned in the article about David Crowley saying this should not come from the county, this should come from the state because it's state funding. But David Crowley also then said, well, we'll revisit it and we might help. Because now people are feeling the pressure.
Well, and also now the city is also getting a sales tax and there's more money to be gained from the city and the county by people going to Brewers games.
Yeah, I mean.
Thanks for the call, Karina.
I don't disagree. Honestly, I don't disagree with either one of them. I do think that there is a joint partnership that needs to happen. But once again, it can't just be the Brewers standing back going, we need your help. What are you willing to put into it with your money as owners, as executive, the whole thing, the organization of the Brewers that makes lots of money off of this? What do they put into it? Like, what is their financial stake?
I mean, this, I feel like this brings to a bigger conversation of just, like, the constant welfare we have from billionaires.
Yeah.
And corporations.
They need help.
Yeah.
And that they, because they, it's also because they have leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's just the money that they are in a position to gain and not spend, that this is just another example of. But ultimately, I don't think anyone, no one wants to lose the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers want to leave. The government, obviously, as you said, Governor Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers. A lot of us, even for people who I think aren't necessarily huge, maybe not Karina, sports fans, are like, there is a nostalgia there, right?
Yeah.
But, like, who's gonna fall on the sword? Where is this going to come from?
We will.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
A few lingering morning thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with a few more isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. 82 today, tonight down to 58 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the green should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mourn.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we have a special Greg Bach appearance on this Friday to talk about who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And one of the best texts, I think, that actually sums up what I was trying to say in the previous segment better is from Jim from Appleton, saying sports team billionaire owners demanding that people pay for the stadium without cutting entry fees and parking fees is the definition of socialism for the wealthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Well, and that's true, right? It's like everyone is like every year it's more expensive to not only just go to the games, yeah, but to get
food
at the games.
It's weird that like the Brewers, you know, give or take, you know, even almost went to the World Series in 2018, but it's still one of the most affordable baseball games to go to in the country. I mean, you can still go there for a cheap price.
We saw this, and it's one or the other. It's they have, because USA Today did a survey of all the, or most of the stadiums, and Brewers have either the cheapest hot dogs and the most expensive beer, or the cheapest, I think it's that. I think it's like one of the cheapest hot dogs you can get, but shockingly, even though we're such a place that drinking is not very expensive comparatively.
Yeah.
It's one of the most expensive beers per ounce.
I mean, I when I started going to baseball back in like 2017, it was like $8.50 for a High Life tall boy. Now it's like $10.50, $11.50. Okay. I still do it. Point is, but the thing is, that's the thing is the cost of business goes up, and I get that, but he's right. That's the thing is, throw us a package deal where you say like, all right, we, the organization, will put in so much money. You, the state and or municipalities, will put in so much money, and we'll go from there. I mean, these whole, like, you know, the five county nights sales, I find so insulting, because that's just a way of saying, hey, remember how you paid for many years for the stadium? You want some cheap tickets? We'll give us some cheap tickets.
How much are the tickets those days?
I think they're like, sometimes like 50% off, depending on the seats. But someone who rails against this, and I wish she was on the show right now. Not Mama Bach, Mama Becker, my mother-in-law. Anytime you bring up the Brewers, the first thing out of her mouth is, pay for that stadium. And she lives in Racine County, and she is still salty about it. And I'm here for it. And then, and like I said, I didn't care 5-6 years ago. Now I'm like, yeah, I do care. And Travis isn't wrong. It is pennies, and you don't notice it. But I think overall, it's that feeling of, I give you my love and loyalty. I buy your merchandise. I go to the game. I sweat and I get angry. I get excited over these teams. I want them to win. And then you're like, but if you don't give us what we want, we're going to leave. That's just so insulting now. And that's become the thing. Like, I mean, honestly, before the Bucks, I don't remember it. But when the Bucks said, like, if you don't give us our money, we're going to leave. That's just so mean. That's so, because it's the fans who lose the most.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care about the businesses because they've said that the business impact is negligible. Like, these restaurants are making millions of dollars on people, on the Brewers. But it's the fans bringing your kid to the game, going for a tailgate. There are memories that are built in these things. And just to be, and for it to be so much to say, like, yep, we're going to take off because you wouldn't give us the money. Well, then why do I care so much about you? And when I don't care about the executives. I don't care about anybody who works in the building. I care about the team.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. And Mark Antanasio, start spending more money on players.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text from the 224. When you rent a house, the landlord is usually responsible for major upkeep to maintain a hospitable living space, not the tenant.
That's a fantastic argument, but at the end of the... But that's not... That, I'm sorry, I don't like that. That analogy. I get what you're saying. I disagree.
Why do you disagree? Why do you think this is different? Why do you think this analogy is different?
Because you're talking about... Because
there's so much money to be made by the tenant?
Because there's so much money... Because at the end of the day, if I'm renting a house or renting an apartment and my heat goes off, yes, I'm going to call my landlord, and that landlord is going to either fix it themselves or call someone to do it. I get that. I'm also not sitting in my house making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. If that were the case, the landlord would be, hey, I know what you do in your house.
It's like having like a really profitable Airbnb where you're making like, yeah, like $10,000 a month and you're only paying like $2,000 in rent.
I'm sorry. It's not a good analogy. It's not a good comparison. It doesn't work for me because at the end of the day, that team, that organization, that business makes money off that place they rent. And I'm saying to you, I do agree that there is some responsibility from the county, from the city, from the state to help out, but it can't be thrown at us and it can't come with threats.
Yeah, the threats make it really feel, especially like just this article this morning, because it's probably a negotiating tactic.
Yeah.
The fact that sources say to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and that's one of the top stories in the paper today, which is they may leave, and I'm sure we're not the only show that is going to talk about this today. I'm sure plenty of other shows and across different stations are also going to talk about this because people care.
Yeah. When you texted me this morning, you said, do you have any feelings on the stadium?
I already knew the answer.
I was like, what are you talking about? I feel very strongly about this, and I think there can be a deal made. And I do agree with Robin Voss.
Oh,
did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear
what?
That?
What? Are you okay?
10/27, the 11th of August, 2023, the year of our Lord. I agree with Robin Voss when he said in that article in the quote, they're probably not going to. We're going to reach a deal.
Yeah.
They'll make something work. And also, there is a slight bit of repugnation that I have towards them because the deal that Tony Evers proposed was a drop in the bucket from the surplus. It was an easy fix. And they're like, no.
I know. That's what gets me upset. Jane, what are you going to say?
I just want to share one more text. Checking in from Stevens Point. If the Brewers leave Milwaukee, we will have thrown away millions to have that stadium built. It was the state who voted to have it built. They are responsible. A state senate or lost a recall election. A state senator lost the recall election because he voted for it. If the team leaves, we will never have Major League Baseball again.
That's probably a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, Luke Mathers is going to be here. Greg Bach, do you want to stick around or do you want to?
Oh, yeah, Luke's my buddy.
All right. Crossover Fridays with Civic Media Host is next. We're going to go through some headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A court hearing is underway this hour after special counsel Jack Smith asked for a protective order against former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election case. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
They felt a need to request that the former president restrict what he is able to say about this case, particularly as they enter the process of sharing evidence with the former president's legal teams.
At least 55 people were killed in wildfires that hit western Maui. J.D. Hessemer owns a business there.
Everything is gone. There's nothing left.
Five U.S. citizens could soon be heading home from Iran as part of a prisoner swap in exchange for billions of dollars. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The White House said this is not ransom and that no U.S. taxpayer dollars will be used. The funds are from unfrozen Iranian oil revenue.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Barron County officials said the Marathon County Bomb Squad was called in to get rid of dynamite found near Rice Lake on Wednesday. The Sheriff's Department said an outbuilding had to be destroyed as well due to it containing materials that could easily catch on fire or explode. According to a release, the property owners had no idea there was dynamite in the outbuilding. A Cumberland man was sentenced to 4 years of probation for stealing rebate checks while he worked as a mail carrier. Joshua Kopis is accused of swiping 30 Menards rebate checks totaling $4,500 from people on his route. Kopis pleaded guilty to mail theft by a postal employee and will have to pay all of the money back. A Neillsville man was sentenced to prison for killing a highway worker while he was driving drunk. Ray Neumuller will spend 10 years in prison for killing Russell Opelt and seriously injuring David Murphy while they were working to remove a tree in the road near Greenwood in 2021. Neumuller pleaded guilty to the charges of homicide and causing injury by intoxicated use of a vehicle back in April. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Greg Bach sticking around for a little bit. And our special guest for crossover Wisconsin Civic Media Fridays is the one and only wearer of many hats at Civic Media, standing very far from his mic right now, but Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call and executive producer, Greg's boss.
My boss.
Does many things.
Many things.
Can't even plan his own honeymoon because he's got so many things to do here.
Luke, you look really handsome and ready to take on the world today. Did I tell you that?
Thank you, Greg.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. How you doing?
It is. I'm doing well. How are all of you doing?
We're great. Do you have Brewers feelings?
Do I have Brewers feelings? I think that it is absurd for any major league sports franchise team to hold a city hostage for public financing. And that is the stance that I take. Maybe I'd be a little bit more, you know, receptive to something like that if they could win a damn World Series. But, you know, Luke, that's not the case right now. And
Luke, we're about to celebrate. We're coming up on 37 years. 45 years, actually. 45 years of almost winning.
Almost
winning the World Series.
Well, it took the Bucks 50 years, so maybe they'll do a repeat on 50.
The Bucks won one there before that, yeah. So that's the difference there.
We have one World Series win as a city, not as a team.
Good point. Yes. So we're like the Vikings of MLB.
You shut your mouth.
All right. Well, this is the time of the week where we invite on other hosts from Civic Media to do a little bit of a roundup of the week, since we all do news radio and find different topics that we find interesting and scavenger headlines every day. And so, Luke Mathers, what was the best story this week, in your opinion?
The best story. So I didn't get a chance to do the homework and see if it was like the best as in like my favorite or what I believe was like the best story I read.
It's however you interpret it. This is what's been fun about this segment with other hosts, is because it's however you interpret it. Phil Nee, all of his stories were very local. They were very local to Richland Center. They were very quaint and cute and nice.
Yeah.
And then you can imagine Dom's. We're very different.
It's a little different. Yes.
Dom's were pretty much about Trump. So it's however you interpret it, Luke Mathers.
Fair enough. Well, one of the best pieces that I saw this week that I appreciated, because we got some news last week that there was going to be a vote. As soon as the Wisconsin Supreme Court switched from a conservative to a liberal majority, there was going to be a vote to remove the chief court official. And there was a lot of outrage taken to conservative talk radio and saying, oh, this is equating it to be a coup.
Mm-hmm.
In the Wisconsin Supreme Court administrative rules. And so there's a lot of coverage about this, whether or not there was laws being broken. But the best piece that I saw on this was a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, one of my favorite outlets to cover here in Wisconsin, written up by Ruth Conniff. And the headline, "What a Temper Tantrum by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice Tells Us." And Ruth goes through pretty extensively some of the reporting that I think should have been covered right away of whether or not this vote of the four liberal-leaning justices would be okay to change the rules, the administrative rules, on how the court operates now that they have a majority. Because we've heard a lot since 2016 that elections have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people accept those consequences, and other times there's people that just don't. And so it seems like the Chief Justice isn't really accepting the consequences, because it does just take a four-justice quorum to change administrative rules, and she doesn't like that, it sounds like. And so she took her grievances to talk radio and aired it out there instead of actually, you know, filing a lawsuit if any laws were truly mm-hmm. broken.
Well, and it's just, they've been entrenched in power for so long. I think it definitely rendered a rip in the fabric of their universe. It's like, what do you mean I'm not all powerful anymore? I have been for all this time, and it's been pretty great.
Wait, I'm Chief Justice because we changed the rules of how we become Chief Justice here? They're changing the rules back? Yeah, Jane. It was pretty interesting to see all of the hoopla, for lack of better terms, surrounding it over the last 2 weeks.
Hoopla.
And I think Ruth Conniff does an excellent job outlining what the tantrum really means and what's going on in the administrative rules changes on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, and it'd be interesting. I don't know how you measure this, and I doubt Marquette Law School polling would ever have this as a question, but like, how effective is the either very real or fabricated outcry from Wisconsin right now, from the Chief Justice, from Dan O'Donnell, from like the right-wing media and Twitterers that, you know, were so up in arms last week. And to
I believe it's Xers now, though.
I was going to say
Xers. It's Xers.
I hate it.
I don't know.
I hate it so much. Don't make me do it. But like, because obviously there's a strategy behind it. It's like, if we can get this angry, then the people who follow us on any of these platforms or listen to us or watch us, it's a signal to them that they should be really angry. And then like, how many people is that actually affecting versus how much is this really in the weeds? And like the average person is like, what are we talking about? I don't care.
I think it's a little bit of both though as well, because for a really long time, Kristen, those voices that were crying this outrage over the last 2 weeks, when they did feign outrage, it got coverage. And other reporters picked it up and then talked about the story in the light that the way they wanted the story to be told. And I think that's why, before any of this came out, that the individuals involved aired it out to the conservative-leaning press through Dan O'Donnell's show and other outlets here in Wisconsin. That's where they went first, mm-hmm. because they wanted to get ahead of the story. They wanted their narrative to get picked up, and that's worked for them for almost as long as the conservative majority was in power at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so they were doing it because it works. And now I think it's going to be interesting to see. I would love to see some polling from Marquette or any other outlet to see where Wisconsinites are standing on this issue, because they overwhelmingly elected mm-hmm. Judge Janet Protasiewicz to be justice in April. And so I believe that there are a lot of Wisconsinites that are involved in this process that are paying attention. They knew what the ramifications of that election was back in April, and they, I believe, want to see some of the results, and I think this is part of it.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are talking to Luke Mathers, who is the co-host of Town Call, that you can hear at 12:15 to 1, right after this show, right after the noon newscast. He hosts that with William Walters. I always forget
because
William Walter. So that's the thing with Will's names. So it's William Walter, but he also spells Will with only one L. Mm-hmm. So he's really just his parents just made this hard on him.
I'm gonna just smash it up, make it easy. I'm just gonna call him Wilter.
Just call him W squared.
Good old WW.
We're doing our crossover Civic Media Fridays. And so what is your worst story of the week, Luke Mathers?
The worst story, and this one I've been covering all summer, and there's been a ton of outlets, but just the ramifications of what we are seeing with the change for our climate here in Wisconsin.
I was hoping you were going to pick this one.
Yeah, the environment is a big one for me. It's really why I started getting involved in paying attention to what's going on. It's connected to everything. I care deeply about our natural resources. And for a really long time, Wisconsin was kind of downplayed for the effects of climate change, because it was like, oh, we'll be a climate haven. Mm-hmm. People are going to move here. But we're seeing that we are not left out of this as well. So the drought conditions, this piece over at Wisconsin Public Radio, drought conditions drive hundreds more wildfires than normal in Wisconsin this year. So if we thought that we were safe, we thought wrong. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the amount of Canadian wildfires here in Wisconsin. It's only getting worse because of the extreme weather. And these are going to be something that I have a terrible, terrible feeling. It's not going to be a one-off. This isn't going to be an exceptional year where we see this. This is going to become more of the norm. And when I see these headlines, that's just the pit that I get in my stomach. This is not just a one-off. It is a sign of what's to come for summers here in Wisconsin.
When the whole Canadian wildfires thing happened and we saw the residuals coming through Wisconsin and just the smog and the everything happening, the smoke essentially, my first thought was, oh, this is now going to be every year. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this is the time of year we get the wildfire
smoke.
Yeah.
That's what's happening, kids. This is coming from I almost said Canada. Good Lord.
I say Canada sometimes.
And I just went there. I feel like I'm insulting the good people of Toronto. Canadian. But yeah, I mean, that's like, it's like, oh, this is a new thing now. This is something we're going to probably be used to.
Well, and look at what's happened to Maui.
I was just going to say,
it's just horrible. It's just horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to Civic Media, actually.
As you should, because you work here now. You're not allowed to listen to anything else.
Oh, yeah, no.
I have that automatically programmed in everything that you.
But I love Conan's podcasts.
Did you get your chip yet, Greg?
Yes, I ate it. Okay. With some ranch. No, I heard a commercial for the age old of only you can prevent what? Finish that line. Only you can prevent what?
Wildfires.
Now it's wildfires. Before it was forest fires.
Oh.
Because it was about camping, you know.
Not tending your fire.
Now they say wildfires. And that to me is bonkers. Because that's a whole, like, forest fires, I mean, they're the same thing essentially. But a wildfire just sounds like an epidemic happening that's just... It sounds like a horror movie to me. And now they've changed. I'm like, oh, that's where we're at right now.
I mean, being trapped on an island with what it sounds like the flames and how fast they were spreading. Yeah. I mean, and the body count's 55 right now. And I think they said it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. Carrie Lake tried to chime in on that. And someone from Hawaii was like, you know what?
We don't
talk for us.
Yep.
She's like, they're trying to help Ukraine. They're not helping Hawaii. And a lady from Hawaii is like, they can do both. Shut up.
All right. Well, let's end on the weirdest then. What is the weirdest story that you read this week? Luke Mathers.
This one just jumped out at me as just a weird one. And I hope Will is not watching or listening because we butchered his name already. And I don't want him to steal it because we on Friday.
Will Halter.
Do a most Wisconsin headline of the week off is what we do.
Okay.
And this one, if it didn't take place in Wisconsin, the only other place it could take place in is Italy. On this headline, Italian man crushed to death by thousands of cheese wheels. By far the weirdest headline that I saw, and I planned on stashing it away for most Wisconsin headlines of the week, but I brought it out for your weirdest headline segment.
I feel like that's a good move because since it didn't actually happen in Wisconsin... I feel like that
it's
wouldn't be a winner for you.
Down the list.
Okay.
Will, we were doing the most Wisconsin headline, and then Will got upset that his scoreboard record wasn't all that great. So now we kind of do a little bit more of rapid fire. So it's going to be farther down in the clip, though.
How do you guys make sure that you're not going to say the same ones?
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. When you do throw scissors at the same time, we just kind of chalk it up as an honorable mention then.
Oh, okay.
Very diplomatic.
There's not, how many was super Wisconsin headlines? How many do you guys usually throw out on a Friday in a 45-minute show?
Like 4, 5, 6 of them. Yeah, we're doing good. We make sure to get all the Wisconsin content that we can on a Friday.
Where's your treasure trove?
Really, where are you scouring?
Yeah, like what's the best, like for the fun, are they always funny?
They're not always funny.
Okay.
Sometimes last week I led off with the terrible, terrible report we got from the Wisconsin binge drinking. And so yeah. I led with that one because it's a very Wisconsin story. In weeks past, we've had ones about the Packers or one of the sports teams here in Wisconsin. It does vary.
Okay.
But I'm terminally online, Kristen. And therefore, I just, you know, save them away for where I see them. They come in any different way. Facebook, mostly Twitter, sometimes Instagram.
I think it's X, Luke.
You're right, X, formerly known as Twitter.
When is that joke going to get stale?
Well, it was called a callback. You know what?
It was.
No, I don't mean for both of you. I just mean in general. How often? Like, how long are we going to do this for?
Until it's going to always. No, probably about another week or two.
Because I do call it American Family Field now. I didn't stick with.
I call it the ballpark.
I've got a segment plan for how Will and I are going to be able to try to get each other to say X more often. You'll have to listen to the town call to find out what that is.
All right. Well, I hope you're ready for your quiz, because when we come back, we're going to do a headline quiz. Jane V. Luke Mathers. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Did Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A few lingering morning thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with a few more isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. 82 today, tonight down to 58 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Greg Bach still here, hanging out.
He's still here, folks.
No, it's special. It's a special treat on a Friday. Also a special treat on a Friday is our friend, our colleague, host of Town Call, Luke Mathers. And we're going to do our quiz. So this is a quiz that's we do each week. We didn't do it last week because I was gone. And it's taken very seriously. You should judge yourself harshly if you lose it.
Right. So, for sure, Luke. This is going to alter the entire course of the rest of your life.
Your job may or may not be on the line because of
your wedding.
I'm going to just go home and restart my day.
Like, your wedding may be canceled.
Whoa.
I mean, no deposits are getting back. It's fine.
But we have seven questions, and we go back and forth between you and Jane. And then the seventh question is whoever can answer it quickest. But the first six are multiple choice. Okay. Four are national headlines or like national news. Three are Wisconsin headlines. Since you are the guest, you get to choose if you go first or second.
I will go second.
Okay.
All right.
Jane, searches for what company spiked 50% on Indeed after it agreed to a new labor deal with the Teamsters Union? Uber, FedEx, Amazon, UPS.
UPS.
Ding, 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 ding. It was UPS, indeed. Lots of people now are like, maybe I want to be a UPS driver. That sounds like a pretty
good
deal.
Those shorts are nice.
And they finally
those
have air conditioning. They're finally going to, air conditioning.
The trucks have AC.
All right, Luke, which of the following college football teams did not announce it was leaving the Pac-12 conference? University of Arizona, Arizona State, Washington State, University of Utah. How well do you know the Pac-12, Luke Mathers?
I've been watching this, and two of those I have not heard come up yet. So I'm going to take a 50-50 guess. I'm going to go with Utah State because I have not heard them saying anything about leaving.
Well, they wouldn't say anything about leaving because they're not part of the Pac-12.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, Utah is, though.
Washington, Washington State is not. Yeah. It's Washington State, Stanford, Cal. And I forgot who the fourth team is. that is not announced.
UW Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly. That.
Oh,
one.
Boy, Luke, I'm so glad you got that question.
I know. I was thinking that this morning. I was like, Jane's never going to get this one right.
Ever.
I should have known, I guess, that they weren't Pac-12. What are they? Like the Sun Valley State Conference or whatever?
University of Utah? I don't know. I just know, having gone to Cal, we never played the University of Utah.
Okay, I see. I'm a Badger, and all of these teams want to come join our conference. I'm like, no, the Midwest Nice needs to stop. I don't want to have to wake up at 9 a.m. on Saturday if the Badgers are playing on the West Coast.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, Luke.
Yeah, guess what? 11 a.m. still the morning, Kristen. Okay? Like, those games were hard enough to have to wake up for tailgating or having a Badger watch party. Jeez. This is tough.
All right, Jane.
Okay.
Which Wisconsin high school was the focus of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberties? Ugh. If white people aren't included, then it's racist, ire, this week, because the school had planned to have a back-to-school event inviting freshmen who are students of color for a meet and greet. Was it Madison East, Wauwatosa East, Appleton East, Green Bay East?
Appleton East.
Ding, 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 ding. Indeed. You're not invited. It's obviously racist.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't invited. It wasn't meant for them.
Doesn't WILL have anything else to do?
I'm going to answer that question. No.
Okay.
No.
Frivolous lawsuits.
That's a side question to this quiz.
Come to us for all your frivolous lawsuits.
Yes. All right. Luke, are you ready to redeem yourself?
Hopefully.
I think you'll get this one. Which Wisconsin food favorite really wants third-party delivery apps to stop fraudulently listing its food as available for delivery? Is it Culver's? Is it Cops? Is it Spotted Cow? Is it Usinger's?
Oh, see, I was thinking it was Quick Trip. Oh, geez.
This was a headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week.
All right. Can I get the four options again?
Culver's, Cops, Spotted Cow, Usinger's.
If it was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm going to guess it's local to Milwaukee then and go with Cops.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Culver's.
Oh. I love that noise so much.
Sorry.
Just getting my clock cleaned on this one. I'm clearly not online enough this week.
Apparently. You got too many executive producer things to do. All right, Jane, which major publishing house did private equity firm KKR buy for $1.6 billion? Penguin Random House, Hachette, Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins.
I like penguins.
No. Simon & Schuster. I think the actual story was at one point, Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster were going to merge, but that got blocked for antitrust laws, and so now they will be, private equity strikes again.
And ruining the public.
We'll see what happens.
Ruining the publishing industry next.
What could go wrong? Yes. All right, Luke. I think you'll
There's
get this one.
There's still a chance. Okay, you said that before the last one. Don't set me up to fail.
Which team knocked out the U.S. in the Women's World Cup in a penalty shootout?
Sweden.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so is it tied or is it 2-1?
2-1.
It's 2-1. So whoever answers this one fastest. So we're either going to get a tie or... Sorry, Luke. All right.
It's okay. I'm good with a tie.
Which Wisconsin congressman announced funding to help improve emergency services in rural Southwest Wisconsin, and is hoping you will just forget about his kerfuffle from 2 weeks ago?
Robin Voss.
Derek Van Orden.
Oh!
Oh, you mean insurrectionist Derek Van Orden? Oh.
And actor.
Ugh.
Yes, I saw the headline come out yesterday that he still has not addressed his screaming at teenagers.
And he's never going to. Unless he keeps getting badgered about it.
But did announce yesterday, going back to what he's, I say he's been doing in his freshman year, trying to talk about rural issues, trying to like keep his head down until he potentially had a little too much to drink.
Oh,
and his true colors came
out.
His
Twitter does not say the same thing to me. He's a dipwad. I don't like him at all.
Is he one of your people that you tweet
Oh,
at?
Absolutely. He's on my list, along with Wisconsin right now. Dan O'Connell. And other people. I've never told Dan that I'm on the radio either. So, take that, sir.
All right. Well, saved. Saved by the bell, Luke.
Tied. Well done, Mr. Manners.
Tied up. Make sure you tune in to Town Call. Call into Town Call, because that is the point of the show. It's supposed to be a very engaging show where they want to hear from you. 12:15 to 1 p.m. every day across the Civic Media Network with William Walter. Got it.
There we go.
W.
And Luke Mathers. Always good to see you, friend.
You're thanks handsome, Luke. Here.
Always great to see all of you, and thank you so much for having me on.
All right, well, after the top of the hour news, more sports talk, because we want to hear from you. Do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers, or are you ready to move on? We're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Look out, baby.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.